Coach, I know this was a heartbreaking loss for you guys, but you had the opportunity there. Just couldn't quite get those free throws down in the fourth quarter.
You know, hey, I'm super proud of these girls. Yeah. They came in with the game plan, and we knew what it was to do, and we had a lot of people really step up. I told the girls in the locker room that this was one of the best team games that we've played. We had a lot of people step up and have confidence scoring. And, you know, we just got to continue to do that and learn from that. And that's going to take pressure off of some of the other girls.
Absolutely. I think you can absolutely go right with that there. How about the night you had from Cheyenne Kramer? Only hit 1-3 coming in. She hits two, and I know she got into foul trouble in that third quarter that really hindered her. But then your field goals in the fourth quarter come from Mackenzie Metzger, who also only hit 1-3 coming into tonight.
You know, Cheyenne, you know, shoots a lot in practice, and she knows when it's her shot. And we talked about, you know, if you're open, knock those sweet shots down. And she had confidence, and she knocked them down. And, you know, that really kept us in the game. You know, Mackenzie shot one, and she was a little off. And I was like, hey, that's what you got to do. And, you know, she kept shooting, and, you know, she got that three to go. And, you know, those things are just confidence builders. They're like, hey, I can do this. So we just got to continue to improve on that and keep building and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, you can tell that Colby was set on keeping Erica away from the ball the whole time, putting Allie Flanagan on her. And, you know, Felker, Amy, or sorry, Erica, I'll get through the family here pretty soon. Erica, you know, she had to earn her 12 points here tonight. But how did you feel like she was able to fight through all that pressure all night?
You know, she just knows her job, and she knows how to handle the pressure when people start pushing at her. She tries really hard to get the ball to other girls when they need to, and take the shots when she also needs to. You know, she knows she's going to have to work for everything she gets on this team, because they face guard her, they double team her. And, you know, I'm super proud of her effort, that she doesn't force too much, and she has trust in her teammates.
I think a very big positive for you guys. You really took care of the ball tonight and only had, I think, around 10 turnovers.
Yay, we met our goal.
All right. Hey,
I hope you're right. We met our goal. You know, we've been talking about we got to take more care of the ball. We got to take pride in that. And we've had way too many the past few nights. And I said we just got to slow down and make sure we make that right pass. And I believe we made a lot of those right passes tonight. I think we controlled the boards for the most part tonight, did a good job on that. You know, some key threes that we didn't have a person on them, those are what really cost us.
Yeah.
You know, we got to make sure we have a hand in everybody's faces. But super proud of these girls.
But I think you're probably ready for a little bit of time off in between your next game. You had a week to prepare for Goodland here in a week.
You know, anything happens. You know, Colby played them really close. So, you know, we're going to come in and we're going to continue to take care of the ball and believe that we can go. And, you know, you never know. This is starting to get to the fun part, and
yes,
it's 0-0. And if we come off this and start figuring out how we need to play, you know, anything's happened.
All right. Coach Amy Felker joining me here. A heartbreaking loss for Scott Sedgwick. They got a lot of positives out of it tonight. Coach, thanks for the time, and we'll probably see you, if not tomorrow, next week.
All right. Sounds great. See ya.